I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
Hey everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with your Sports Grid News Update. Get on the grid, everybody. Hope you took the over in this one. One live baseball game on the go. And the Cubs, they lead the Pirates 5-4 in the top of the second. 9 runs in the first inning. The total for the game was 10.5 runs galore. As now AB can play, the question is he going to suit up this week? The NFL is not going to place New England Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown on the commissioner's exempt list, leading the receiver eligible to play Sunday against the Miami Dolphins, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Schefter adding he is not on the list because there's no criminal investigation underway into the federal lawsuit against him from his former trainer. The Patriots could still hold the four-time All-Pro out if he isn't up to speed with the offense, though, and that any absence would be not due to the rape lawsuit. Bill Pat's coach, Bill Belichick, isn't willing to share if Browner isn't out. He is holding his cards close to the vest. Odell, who that's the response from Jets coordinator Greg Williams after Beckham ripped Williams yesterday, calling him a cheap shot artist, a guy that, you know, in trying to hurt players. Williams suggested the media should stop giving OBJ a platform because he craves attention. Should be a good one on Monday night. Browns Jets tilt getting ugly already. Cam Newton says injuries no excuse for bad play. Newton completing 50% of his passes, less than that, and finished the night with a 69.1 passer rating, carrying the ball 2 times, 0 yards, and a fumble as the Panthers stumble out of the gate 0-2, and both of those losses at home. Newton says it's up to the players to execute. Bottom line, they didn't in the 20-14 loss to the Bucks. Darius Geis has been placed on the IL by the Washington Redskins. He underwent meniscus surgery, and the team hopes to have him back after 8 weeks. Originally reported 4-6. Adrian Peterson will get the call for the Skins versus Dallas Sunday. Cincy running back Joe Mixon listed as questionable for this week's home tilt versus San Francisco. Wideout Torrey Smith announcing his retirement today after 8 years in the NFL. College football games on the go Friday night. Matchups and betting lines, 6 o'clock early start. North Carolina at Wake Forest. Demon Deacons -365. The total, 7:30 action. Kansas at Boston College. Eagles -20, 51-year total at 9:15. Number 20, Washington State -9.5 at Houston. 74.5 the total. Cougars versus Cougars. I like the Cougars in this one. Game being played at Energy Stadium in Houston, home of the NFL's Texas, so be careful there. Not in the Cougars' backyard, but they will have more fans. One in the CFL tonight, BC hosting Ottawa. BC Lions -4.5, total 49.5. Lions 210 money line, Red Blacks +175. NHL news, Winnipeg Jets star blue liner Dustin Byfuglien has been granted permission for a personal leave of absence from the club. Both the reason and duration unknown, but Jets coach Paul Maurice told TSN 1290 in Winnipeg Byfuglien's going to be fine, and it's nothing sinister. During an injury-riddled season, Big Buff still tallied 31 points in 42 games with the Jets. The Jets already lost blue liners Trouba, Myers, and Bencheri at this offseason. The Tampa Bay Lightning and restricted free agent Brendan Point not remotely close on agreeing to a new contract. Point, arguably the most prolific unsigned RFA in the market, racking up 41 goals and 92 points in 79 games during 2018-19. The Bolts have $8.48 million left in projected cap space. Luis Scola, huge for Argentina in the FIBA World Cup. 80-66 win over France, the 39-year-old, 21-13 in the win. And Marc Gasol, he led Spain to a 95-88 win over a tough Australia squad in double overtime. What a thriller. PGA Tour, round two of the Greenbrier from West Virginia, two-way tie for the lead at 13-under. Joaquin Niemann and Scottie Scheffler. European Tour, KLM Open in Amsterdam, round two. Scotland, Scott Jamieson leads at -11 after 36 holes. Baseball matchups for tonight, 7:05 action. Atlanta at Washington, Nats -165. Soroka and Scherzer total 8.5. Yankees laying $2 at Toronto, 10.5. Tanaka and K, 3 at 7:10. Baltimore and Detroit, Tigers 15, 9.5. Brooks and Zimmerman, Dodgers laying 35 cents at the Mets. Kershaw and Syndergaard, 7.5. Minnesota and Cleveland, Pick'em, 9.5. Odorizzi and Savali, the Italian matchup, 8:05. Oakland -185 at Texas 11. Bassett, Hound, and Burke 2 at 8:15. Houston laying 400 at KC 8.5. Cole versus Duffy. Milwaukee at St. Louis, cards 30 cent faves. Hauer versus Wainwright, 8-year total 8:40. San Diego laying 25 at Colorado 13. Lucchesi and Hoffman. Cincy -115 at Arizona. Castillo versus Leak 8.5. 10:05. Tampa -130 at the Angels 8. Morton versus Heaney. And two more, White Sox and Mariners. Seattle -149.5. Covey versus Kikuchi. And Miami at San Francisco. We got the Giants laying 40 cents, 8.5 in this baseball game. And it's Alcantara taking on Rodriguez. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morency hosts Hour 1 of Red Heat and Rage Radio from the Manhattan studio today. We'll talk NFL, NCAA, CFL, MLB, and everything in between. And Babana will join us in a little bit. Hour 1 of Red Heat and Rage Radio on Sports Grid coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions. Let's go!
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage has begun. I'm Morency, Studio 34 on this Friday night. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, holding it down in the six. We have a triple header of college football tonight. We'll break down all three games. It's week two of the NFL. It's football Friday, but there is baseball on the board as well. We'll tie up some loose ends and everything else in between. Babano will join us. One of the loose ends, there is a CFL game on the board tonight, Cam. Major League Baseball, college football, a lot going on tonight. Big weekend of sports, of course, with week two of the NFL as well.
Yeah, I can't wait for the NFL. That CFL game, though, Gabe, a real snoozer. BC versus the Ottawa Red Blacks. I'm not sure how ratings will be tonight, but we do have college football. And if you told me you liked the Cougars tonight, I'd say, well, yeah, some Cougars going to cover. I'm not sure if it's Washington State or Houston in that game and being played at NRG Stadium. So in the big field of the Houston Texans where they're going to be playing that college game tonight. And we start early, 6 o'clock kickoff, guys, Wake Forest and North Carolina. So get those bets in early.
Well, now that you ask, Cam, I actually am a fan of Cougars.
Yeah.
But that's besides the point. What was the website? Cougar.com. Remember the ads? What was
that? Cougar Life. Cougar Life.
Cougar Life, yeah.
Hey, she's mature. She likes you.
CougarLife.com.
Wow. 5-4 in this baseball game, too, Gabe. 9 runs in the first inning between the Pirates and Cubs. So if you're on the over, all you need is one more for a push. Unbelievable.
No, you know what? I bet baseball on Tuesday and Wednesday. I did not bet baseball last night because of the NFL football game. And once again, actually, I'm on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers plus the points, but did not have them on the money line. And I didn't get the chance to run this through yet. I will when I get some time over the weekend here, which I don't always have a lot of, but I'll find some time. I want to do the math and add up like the underdogs that won outright as opposed to the point spreads. Would it have worked out? And I'll tell you what, from the primetime games alone, Cam, all right? And primetime games are always different. You and I talk about this. It's like the teasers don't middle on a bunch of every Sunday game. Primetime games are different, all right? They're like playoff games. Teams get more up for them. They get more evenly matched. There's less blowouts in primetime. But let's look at the primetime game so far this year. First game of the year, last Thursday night, Green Bay Packers were 3-point underdogs at Chicago. Won the game outright.
Yep.
Fast forward to Monday Night Football. New Orleans Saints win, but Texans cover, underdog hits.
All teasers win.
Nightcap, Raiders underdog, win outright, points not needed. Mm-hmm. Week two, Thursday Night Football, 7 points not needed. Money line. You know, it is what it is. It's more than 82%. Game time decisions continues.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Game time decisions. Sounds like Metal Matt is in the house. Our boy Yang rolled in from East Harlem today on his scooter. He's got the GoPro. You know what, Yang? It is Friday. We need to loosen things up. If you can, actually, I don't know if it's too much of a pain, but if you can, bring it down here. Let's bring Yang down, and you can show off the scooter. As Yang is flying through the streets of Harlem and Manhattan on a scooter.
I'll be up.
I stood on the thing, Cam, for like a second, and I nearly fell over. I would freaking kill myself. I'd get hit by a bus. I'd get run over by a car. I have a hard enough time crossing the street in Manhattan walking, let alone riding around a scooter. I'm worried about our boy Gramps. I don't know, man. He might be too old to be riding on a scooter, bro.
He's got better skills than me. I remember, Marenzi, a lot of my buddies were good skateboarders. And they're like, oh, don't worry, Cam. You know, you play hockey and whatever. You'll be pretty good. I got on it. I remember, went down a hill, wipe out, face plant right on the cement there, bleeding everywhere. I'm like, nah, I'm not sure if this is the sport for me. These guys are like jumping stairs and rails. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Nah, just never really good at that stuff. I could water ski and stuff, but I find it skateboarding very, very tough. And I don't think I'd do well on the scooter either, Marenzi. I'm predicting death or injury if I gave it a shot, especially in Manhattan. It's like Frogger out there. You got to dodge taxis, cars, pedestrians. What? Can I get to my lily pad and my log? A lot of danger out there.
It is like Frogger. It's like Costanza. Yeah, it really is. Man, I saw someone near, I guess I saw a chick nearly get, like, she would have died. She would have been smoked. It was outside the Port Authority the other day. You know what, Cam? I was a very good skateboarder. I used to be a great skater. You know, I wasn't, no tricks and stuff like that, but yeah. I was a street skater. And I'd fly around, bro. Yeah, I had a Misfits, the punk band. I had a Misfits skateboard. It was badass. Like in in the mid-80s. And, you know, I had money when I was a kid because I was a hustler. So I had, like, this badass Misfits custom skateboard. And it was awesome riding around with my Walkman, old school Sony Walkman. I was kicking it with the Walkman on the skateboard, cruising around. But once I literally went down, like, the biggest hill in Montreal on the skateboard, Cam. I don't know why. But it was one of those things, like, we all tried. Can you do it? And not like these pansy-ass, candy-ass kids of today with elbow pads and knee pads and helmets. No, no.
Nothing.
I went down raw. Boom. It was one of those deals, dude. You know when you're going so freaking fast, and then the board just starts, like, and you know in a moment, you're like, oh, I'm screwed. And you're going. And I was good, though. Instead of, like, going face first or, like, a real epic fall, I jumped off the board and I landed like on a lawn type thing. I started to veer towards, like, I was going down. I was like, I got to land. I can't land on the pavement. So I sort of veered. Oh, it was bad. Like, I got busted up pretty good. Like, I was lying on some rich person's lawn. I was in a rich part of town. I was lying on someone's lawn. I was like, I think my arm broken. I got up, but I was just happy. Like, it wasn't bloody. Like, I was like, oh no. Like, I don't know if anyone's ever, like, viciously fell that second before. You're like, oh, God, I'm about to split my head open. It's like, I was like, no. And I sort of jumped. I landed, like, on this tree. It was, like, it was pretty bad, actually. And I pretty much never skateboarded again. But why don't you roll in here? It's like Kramer on his bicycle. Can we get a wide shot here? here's our boy Yang. What up, Yang?
All right. Yang?
We went from getting a wide shot to them. They said wide shot. They put it on Cam.
Yeah. Of course they did. Burgers.
I was on it. There you are, kid. There you are, Yang. Yeah. Shot. Can you give it a little spin around?
Give a little spin. Oh, nice. Super Grandpa.
Yeah, he's Super Gramps.
Super Grandpa. Yeah, that's a great shirt. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I could handle that one. Yeah,
there's too many cables around on the floor, right?
Pretty thin.
So you got the GoPro too. He's got the GoPro in case for legal actions, in case something happens.
That's a good point. Somebody comes into him, he's gonna sue them.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you, Mariah. legal grandpa.
Hold on, let's see. Let me. All right.
I don't know, Gabe.
Hold on, Yang. Yeah, here. Give them a play-by-play. Let me
Your
see.
Your shoes
this thing
are
works.
Almost big as the platform there.
Yeah,
that's
so,
the thing, right?
Put up the kickstand. And then you have, like, you know, the power button there. And then, like, hold on, let me turn this on.
Oh, power button. Wow.
You hit that button right there, buddy. You're going to fly. You got to be careful.
Yeah, I was just going to say, am I going to fly into the camera or the wall here? Hold on, let me back up here.
Yeah, you got to kind of be careful on that because you got to give yourself a little jump start, and then, you know, you can hit the throttle there, and then it'll send you.
Yeah.
There you go. Whoa.
Get
a little, just a little getting used to, man. But
yeah, this thing really takes off.
Yeah, it does. It goes about 15 miles an hour. And, yeah, I mean, I rode it from East Harlem all the way over here to the studio in about a half an hour.
Nice, Yang. Strong.
Got it on the bike lane, baby.
Yeah, but
yeah, I've had a lot of.
This is the best story. There you go. Yeah, look at him. just went.
He's smooth. Yeah, he's mastered it.
It's too tight in here. He's mastered it. He went to Dallas and he rented one of these things on the street. They're all over the place now. And he wiped out on the grassy knoll. You can't make that up. Yang actually took a spill and wiped into a bunch of tourists on the sidewalk where Kennedy got shot.
That's great. Yeah, it brings back bad memories, Gabe. When I was younger, I'm not even sure if I told you this story. I was playing with my buddies, and, you know, there's like we were throwing footballs and skipping balls, and my buddy bounced a golf ball. I don't even know why, but I'm just like chasing it, and I get a fire hydrant right into my balls full speed. I'm telling you, like, black, purple, like it was the worst experience of my life. Crying, like starfish, like, yeah, no, so. I never, like, it was one of those things, like, I don't have kids or anything, or I don't know that I have kids, but I didn't think I was going to have any anyway after that incident, man. It was absolutely, imagine trying full speed. You know those things, they got big things on the side, too. Bam, full speed, like, running into one, like, the pain. Yeah, you wouldn't catch me dead on that scooter thing. No thanks.
Yeah.
I got enough problems.
It really does take off, man. I see people on the street really zipping around. You know what's the other thing that's crazy, too? The automatic skateboards. Like, you know, you don't have to push. It's like you have a little thing in your hand and it takes off. Yeah. Man, I saw a dude the other day zoom past me down this hill. And I was just thinking, I'm like, dude, how are you going to stop? Like, you know, like you, once you start going too fast, you lose control of the situation. You know, like to me too, like, you know, it's funny, Cam, you and I, you know, we don't mind risking $2,000 on a game, but yeah, I'm not riding a scooter down the street. I'm going to end up getting killed.
Exactly, buddy. Exactly. That's how I feel about it too. I've had enough pain in my life with stupid injuries. You play goal and net for hockey. Like I got enough ailments. Yang, I got to hand it to him though. For a grandpa, he seems pretty agile with that machine. Like he went out of there pretty quick. Like when he got on it, Gabe, like he made a beeline, and I've been in that studio. It's not very wide, so
yeah,
it looks
he made a beeline.
Got you that guys, machine. Oh, he's very good, very quick.
Driving that in the streets in New York City, man, you become really equipped to like handle that stuff.
What
man.
You guys didn't see is on the way out, he hit a cable and he nearly flipped face first into the wall. That's what wasn't on
camera. Almost took another toe, buddy.
He really did. He cruised. Toof, he hit. He's
like, hey, and I come into the studio. Gabe sees me. He's like, oh, that's awesome and stuff. But, you know, I got my Superman grandpa shirt on. He's like, you know, so I didn't realize that I'm running down the street on a scooter with a grandpa T-shirt on.
That's wicked. And yeah, there's super grabs. People, hey, grabs. People waving at you down. Hey, grab. What up, grab? What up, G? And, Yeah, that's some hardcore. That's some good stuff. But Yang takes a spill on the grassy knoll. It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, I took a bad fall, buddy. I'm a lot careful now.
I like though that Yang. I noticed too. You know, you guys didn't notice his shoes. He wasn't wearing as expensive as Equalities today, or even as Paul George's. Because he's riding a scooter, you can't get those kicks scuffed up. You know. I see you, Yang. I noticed right away. I'm like, no, Yang ain't wearing. He ain't wearing any LeBron Equalities today. Not when he's riding the scooter through East Harlem.
Still slick footwear.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
NFL Week 1, hey, Daily Roto's own Drew Dinkmeyer took down over $100,000 in a FanDuel tournament, setting his lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Optimizer. Well, Gabe, just days later, last night, employee number two, a.k.a. Colin Drew, won $103,000 in a DraftKings tournament doing the same thing. With seven Daily Roto customers already winning $1 million in FanDuel and DraftKings tournaments and registered users like Drew and Colin winning thousands of dollars more each week, the jury is out. If you're playing DFS and not using DailyRoto.com's DFS lineup optimizer, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL annual pass with a faster optimizer, smarter projections, and better results. Enter the promo code ACTION for a special 10% discount. That's the promo code ACTION, DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. Wow, $100,000, $103,000, we need our cut.
Yep. It's 1 week and one game into the season, and the Daily Roto crew have already won $203,000. Drew Dinkmeyer won. $100K. Yet, yeah. I like Drew's honesty. He actually had $25,000 worth of lineups.
Hey,
but
he's still up 75.
Yeah, no. Well, that's and some people were like, "Well, you know, hey, anyone can win if you have 25,000." No, you can't. And you know, and people they're like, "Well, you know, that's not that great." I'm like, "Not that great." If you or I bet $25,000 on a day, and at the end of the day, they gave us back $100,000, I'd say that's a pretty damn good day.
I would, too. I'd say that's a great
day. He won $75,000. Yeah. And Colin Drew, we got Drew Dinkmeyer the one, but Colin Drew, he didn't put in as much because it was a single-game showdown last night, right?
Yep.
Single-game showdown. But if you remember, Colin Drew won last year, too. He won. I think he won like 240K or something like that once. But... yeah, the Daily Roto crew absolutely crushing it. All right, so let's bring in Babano right now. And we were just talking about these scooters. Here's in the Los Angeles Times. Scooters, so much fun, but so damn dangerous. It's actually an epidemic right now. Countless injuries in cities around North America and around the world. People are, they're taking dives all over the place on these things. Because like I said, I just took it off. These things really take off. I see people zipping past my window all the time on these things. And I guarantee you it's not going to end well for some of them, man. I saw some chick that was really wobbling going fast down a bridge the other day.
Yeah.
I thought, yeah, this is going to end well for her.
You know what, Gabe? Knowing it's going to get really scary, think about, like, the season right before winter when it's cold and you get that black ice you don't see and you're in the scooter. Like, no, I'm serious. Like, that's going to be, like, real bad. So, people, yeah. This is just right now where the streets are kind of dry. You wait if some turkeys go out in the cold and that black ice will kill you. I see kids on their skateboards and stuff. Yeah, they're plowing into the curbs, doing all sorts of crazy stuff. So, yeah, be careful. I don't have the coordination to do it. That's for sure.
And now this is pretty crazy. The biggest company that makes these things is called Bird. And they're getting sued by people left and right. A woman in Los Angeles was walking down the street with her 7-year-old son outside of the UCLA campus when somebody crashed into her at full speed, knocked her unconscious. She recalled the young man, and you hear this all the time with the kids. She recalled the young man said, "My bad," before he drove away.
That's great. Thanks.
Yeah, my bad. And we know it's your bad. Her doctor likened it to the force of impact by being tackled by a football player. Her concussion caused her to miss work and lose money. Yep. I'm sure they're going to say they have zero liability, but if someone behaves irresponsibly, but if you know that it's a somewhat dangerous product, isn't it evil of you to let them do it? Which I think is a little extreme.
It's
not a gun here, lady. It's a freaking scooter. And you know what? Keep your head up and you won't get run over by Yang.
Yeah, it's another thing. Yes. Yeah, the company makes a product. Well, tip number one, human, learn how to run the product. It's not a company's fault.
Ah, you can't sue the company. Come on.
It's like, yeah, it's not a gun. You're right. It's a damn mode of transportation.
Let's bring in Babano. I don't know. Like, can you picture Babano? Babano, do you ride to your local deli? You go get, you pick up your soup and your sandwiches on a scooter? You ever ridden one of these things?
Well, I feel I'm one of those people that might be closer to the scooter life than I would like to be at my age. But that's another story. What's up, you guys?
And I got to be honest, though. Like, you know, you're outside of Hamilton. Like, are there scooters, like, on the sidewalk everywhere and stuff like that? Probably not, right? People in Hamilton
around,
can.
There's people that'll be using them, and it'll be running through the downtown core, just riding on a scooter. But yeah, are they people selling them, or are they available for purchase on the streets? No.
No, not available for purchase on the streets, Cabana.
Available like drugs. I'll have a scooter and an eight.
No, you know what I mean, Cam. They're portable. That's the whole thing with these things.
I understand.
Like, you drive them, Babano, and you leave them wherever you want. That's the beauty of them. That's why they're so popular. You basically, like, they're on the side of the sidewalk. Like, in my neighborhood, they're everywhere. Like, literally. Like, there's, you know what I mean? There'll be one, like, on a corner. There's, like, two of them just sitting outside my condo. There's one, like, in the middle of the bridge. Like, people, like, basically, you rent the thing with your phone.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you go up to it. You download the app. So, it's like ordering an Uber. You download the app. Once you have the app, you scan the app over the, you know, the code on the scooter. And it rents it to you for, like, you know, 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever the hell it is. So, you know, if you want to go over the bridge, you're going to go somewhere, and then it's disposable, right? So you just get off after, and you leave it wherever it is, and someone else picks it up. I nearly tripped over one the other night.
I like the idea.
Yeah, I was all hammered the other night. Someone left one like a jerk, like lying sideways in a parking lot somewhere. And not cool. I mean, put it back standing up on the sidewalk. But, hey, all right. So what do you mean, like, selling them? Yeah, Babano.
That was great. I'll have a scooter eight ball. Yeah, a couple grand. Selling for purchase.
Although, you know what?
I love you, Babano.
If we looked up our boy Roy in the Hammer, I'm sure he'd find us a scooter, Cam.
Oh, Roy still owes us $60. Little prick. Bye, Roy. That money's not coming
typical
back.
Typical Hamiltonians late on their payments.
Yeah, I love you guys. Then he just stole the money from us and rode away. Good old Roy. Actually, I got to hand it to Roy. Great grifter. Good friend and grifter.
Remember, he rode off on his bicycle. Goes Roy.
We're all wasted. I go, Marazzi, I don't think we're getting our money back from Roy. You're like, no, we're not.
Little Roy.
Roy was great.
Yeah, it's funny. We got burnt by him, but we still like him. We're like, yeah.
We do.
It's all right, Roy. You know, like,
he stole money from us. I still like the guy.
He did hook us up, but we trusted him the second time. That was the problem.
That is the problem.
You knew he wasn't going to come back. I knew, too. I saw him, like, speeding off on a bicycle. I was like, yeah, he's gone. He gone. And then I realized we're stuck in Hamilton in this park.
That's a good point.
All right. College football tonight.
6 o'clock game, Gabe.
What? Wake Forest is at 6?
Yeah. Yeah, as I tell you. Yeah, and the update. 6 o'clock start. So we got to
holy crap.
A heads up. Trust me, I'm all over this stuff.
All right, inputter. At commercial break.
Yeah.
I'm on Wake Forest. Babano, what do you think of the game?
You know what? North Carolina has really, really impressed me so far in two wins against Miami and South Carolina. Not bad competition. You know, when you think of the two teams they've beaten, I worry about the spot, though, for them just a little bit tonight. I mean, going on the road for the first time, their defense is really the part of this North Carolina team that I'm not sold on yet. Because this was a terrible defense last year. Their pass defense was awful. They couldn't stop the run. They couldn't get pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And now all of a sudden through two games this year against Jake Bentley in South Carolina and then last week against Miami with their freshman, Jaren Williams, pretty solid defense from this team. But now they got to go on the road and do it against Wake. Pretty good Wake offense. I mean, this team can move the ball. They got playmakers. I like Jamie Newman, the quarterback. They're going to play extremely fast on offense. I like what I've seen from North Carolina to the point I don't want to bet against them tonight, but I don't love the spot here going on the road for the first time. I like the over a little bit more than anything. The total's dropped a bit. I think it's because there's a chance of some thunderstorms tonight, but the total's down to about 65 now. It was as high as 67.5. So give me the over here. That's the win I'd like.
The Bano drops the meteorologist real casual. Chance of thunderstorms tonight? Sounded like you said real well dumb about it. You sound like an anchorman there.
It's good.
Well, it's because I have to whenever I'm thinking of betting a total, you guys, I jump on the weather for it. I got to look at least, make sure we're not dealing with wind or heavy rain. And there's a chance of thunderstorms. But other than
North Carolina,
it's not going to be a horrible weather night.
North Carolina's defense has played pretty well this year, though.
Yeah.
One thing, listen, is Wake Forest offense has been pretty prolific. They lit it up against Utah State. They lit it up last week against Rice. The Utah State win was more impressive. You know, for me, it's Cam. It's the fact It's extremely difficult for kids. It was impressive they were able to beat Miami, and they didn't succumb to the letdown, but it was their home opener. It's next to impossible to pull off three consecutive upsets in a row. If they also do, then God bless them. But this Wake Forest offense is really clicking so far this year. They have a big, beefy offensive line, good running backs. I like Wake in this game.
So do I, Gabe. And also, for people knowing, it was a great performance. We were both on North Carolina against Miami in the turnover chain gang. But also in that game, they lost their best cornerback, North Carolina did. So you get a home team. I know these schools are pretty close in proximity. Wake Forest in the Triangle area by, you know, the Carolina Hurricanes area, Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina there. But I'm saying the injuries to North Carolina, Mac Brown's done a fine job, but the Wake Forest offense has been fantastic. They'll be able to move the ball, I think. I think Wake Forest and a lean to the over in this game as well. So, yeah, I think we're reading each other's mail, guys.
Yeah, you know what?
It's a lean to the over, too, for me, Cam, because Sam Howell, the freshman for North Carolina, has been pretty good running this offense. They're going to play fast. Phil Longo's brought that Baylor air raid-type pace to this team offensively. And Wake's defense, I'm not sold on them. I mean, Wake Forest was bad defensively last year. They don't look like they're a hell of a lot better on that side this year, so I do think we'll see points.
Yeah, Wake Forest has given up a ton of points for Battle this year, right? Like, I'm looking up the score now. What was the score? It was a massive score. They got into the 70s. Against Utah State, didn't they? And then last week against Rice, they got into the 40s. Yeah, 38. They put up 38 on the Aggies in week one, and then 41. But they gave up a 35 and 21. We'll hit this and more on the other side.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Gonna get them pesos.
That's right. Get the picks. Gabe and Cam gave you pesos. we got to get Yang rapping some more tunes.
Yeah, what's the rap? Game and Cam with the picks.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna wanna get them picks.
Picks.
Gabe and Cam out for them pesos.
Pesos.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna bet 5,000 pesos on Wake Forest, Cam. Yeah. No. Remember, we went through this last week. That'd be $250.
Yeah.
It's a little high.
$2,500.
Yeah, exactly. I was thinking that ballpark. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was thinking $1.50, so 2,750 pesos. Yeah. Like, if I'm walking up to the window, like right now in Mexico tonight, that's what I'm dropping, Cam. 2,750 pesos. $150.
Exactly.
Translated pesos. Sports betting's big in Mexico. They got sports books everywhere. Many sports books. Caliente is one of the big chains out there. Caliente sports books. They're not glamorous, though. They're in bars. So it's almost like horse racing in a bar cab. It's like, you know, it's a local bar. You know, one of the nicer bars or a sports bar. They'll have like a kiosk or, you know, sort of like in a hotel. It's weird. Like, it's not like a big sports book. Like, they'll have a counter or something like that. You know what I mean? Sort of like, you know, you order a drink and you place a bet at the bar and they give you a receipt and stuff. But it's pretty cool at Caliente. I bet a lot of NFL there. I actually ruined a vacation to Mexico once. Like, I didn't know about this place. I didn't go into like the main part of the city for like the first 2 days. So the first 2 days, I was a normal like tourist. I was on the beach and having drinks and stuff like that. And I realized there was like sports books there. And of course, you know, the rest of the trip, I'm betting on dogs and I'm like dog racing and soccer matches at 2 a.m. Like, oh yeah. It was a train wreck. All right, Babano. So We all agree on the over here tonight in this football game. I get it. There should be points. You're right. You know, you look at Wake Forest. Wake Forest gave up 21 to Rice. They could have given up more. Rice screwed up on a goal line once. Utah State went up and down the field on them. But I do like Wake, and I can live with the over here. There's no way I'm not betting an over of a game when Dana Holgorsen and Mike Leach are the coaches. Combined between the two of them, we're going over the number in the Houston Wazoo game. And I'm also going to take the Houston Cougars plus 9. No way in hell, Babano, a Pac-12 team should be laying nearly double digits on the road here. And it's, I know it's neutral, but it's in Houston. It's on the road. It's in Houston. It's at Reliance Stadium.
It goes back to the last 2 years where Pac-12 teams just haven't been bad at the bowl season. They've been brutal against the spread. And you've got to treat these non-conference games for these Pac-12 teams like bowl games, because non-conference, and this is where they've been absolutely awful and hard to trust these teams when they've gone outside of conference. And I think Washington State's going to be good offensively again. Anthony Gordon has proven in two games that it's just another plug the next quarterback in this Mike Leach air raid system, and you're going to get good production. Just like we got with Luke Falk, just like we got with Gardner Minshew, and now we got Anthony Gordon, and he's looked great. Now he's done it against New Mexico State and Northern Colorado. You know, two easy opponents, going to be tougher here, but I don't like Houston's defense one bit. They look like they lost a lot of talent on that side of the ball from last year, and they've looked awful in 2 weeks. Now, Oklahoma in week one can understand it, but what's the excuse for giving up tons of yards to Prairie View, A&M last week? Terrible showing for this Houston defense. I think Wazoo will score. Houston should score too. De'Aaron King, the dual threat quarterback. And when you look at Washington State's offense, in terms of pass offense, they're number one in the country yards per game. Houston's around 120 in the country defensive passing yards allowed per game. So it's a big time edge for Washington State. But I think Houston will move the ball too. I'm with you, Gabe. I would look Houston plus the points just because of the Pac-12 struggles in non-conference play. And I love the over. I agree. It's 74, 42-35. You could easily see that happening. And both teams will play at a fast tempo as well.
Yeah. Well said, Babano. It'll be interesting. You're right about the quarterback situation. They just keep plugging them in. And ironically enough, we have Gardner Minshew has been plugged into the NFL. All right, we'll hit the NFL in a second. Other game, I don't know if either of you guys have an opinion. I'm not really going to force anything on it. I am not really feeling it. I guess I wanted to take Kansas, but, man, I'm not. You know, we don't have to bet every game. There's three games on tonight. I'm going to have action on two of them, and I'm going to have sides and totals, so I'm going to have enough action tonight, like me and Teddy were talking about last night. He said, I got enough action already. I don't need to bet everything. What do you guys, any opinion, Babano, on Kansas and Boston College?
Yeah, Boston College in the first half makes some sense to me. I mean, I don't want any part of Kansas. We just saw them lose to Coastal Carolina last week, and that's despite the fact they got their running back, Puka Williams, back, who was supposed to be one of their biggest factors in this offense because their passing game's still suspect. But, you know, I've got to see signs of life from Kansas. The betting markets haven't caught up to maybe how much work Les Miles has to do. It's still a downtrodden program. They've not started the season well. For me, it would be Boston College or nothing, but I prefer the Eagles in the first half, just in case they get up big and maybe take their foot off the gas late in the game.
Cam, any opinion on this game?
Yeah, no, I think Boston College probably throttles them, but I'm with you guys. I'm really liking Houston tonight, getting the Cougars versus the Cougars.
That's your team.
Cougars. Yeah, no, I'm against Washington State here just because I had family members, you know, went to that school and played there, Gabe, but doesn't mean I have to bet on them. I think it's going to be a tougher spot. I think we're getting generous points in this game. I'm not touching the total in this game, though. There's just something 74. I believe it'll go over, but that's a high total for me.
It is high.
I'm just going to take the dog. I'm with you, Gabe. I like the Wake Forest in the over, and I like the dog in Houston, and I'm going to leave the other game alone. Maybe we'll do InBet live, Gabe, from 8 to 10. We'll be right on when these games are going on, so hopefully maybe we find something live, but we can wait till it starts and feel it out.
And if you can, Cam, put a $1.50 on Wake Forest for me.
What, in Mr. Green?
Yeah. Okay. We're good to go there. I don't want to lay the minus 150. I'll lay the 3 and hope for the best. If they win by 1-2, whatever, I'll be pissed, but I don't like laying 50 cents, man.
I agree.
The math doesn't work, right? I mean, especially in college. Yeah, I'm going to win or I'm going to lose the game. I'll lay the damn 3 points, you know?
It went up, too. It was $1.35 on some sites, too.
That I would have lived with. I would have played that. I'd play that as opposed to 3, but I'm not laying 50 cents.
Yeah, exactly.
It cuts into the profit too much.
Yeah, Yeah, I'll lay the points for.
All right, so now. 6 o'clock kickoff, guys. We're taking Wake Forest minus 3 points. Kickoff in 13 minutes time. And then me and Cam will be breaking it down tonight, and we'll welcome Jared Smith into the fold this evening at Studio 34. All right, Babano, NFL football buddy. We've got about 5-6 minutes in this segment here, so we'll throw it to you, Babano. What's the play of the week, in your opinion, that you care to share with the viewers on the grid here?
The going into early in the week, Monday, my favorite play was going to be Arizona-Baltimore over the total, but everybody's gotten on to that quickly. 43 is what I got. It's 46. I still like it. Cliff Kingsbury's talked about he's got to call a better game this week, maybe play with a bit more tempo. We saw Baltimore run some no huddle against Miami last week. I think the question is, can Arizona move the ball on the road? That's the question. And it was that fourth quarter, just Detroit playing passive on defense, or was that a sign maybe Arizona was figuring some things out? I do think they'll score a bit. I think Baltimore will do a lot of what they want offensively against Arizona. I mean, I don't trust this Arizona defense. They didn't get any pass rush on Stafford last week. Cornerback situation, they still might have one or both of those guys out again like last week. So I think we'll see points in that game. I don't understand Cincinnati being favored against San Francisco. I think the 49ers are better. I know there's a long-term ATS track record out there that the two straight road games to start the season, the second road game teams in that spot in a row to start the season, bad ATS track record long-term. But this isn't the same spot for San Francisco twice in a row on the road that it would be for other teams, because they played in Tampa last week. They went right to Ohio. They practiced there the entire week in the state of Ohio. They didn't go back to San Fran and fly back again. So this is not the detrimental travel spot it would be for some other teams. In fact, Cincinnati had to come back from Seattle last week to play this game here on Sunday. So I actually think it's more travel for the Bengals. I got to be convinced Cincinnati can be trusted as a favorite. I know Jimmy G, and to be honest with you, the 49ers' performance against Tampa last week looks a little bit more impressive, at least after seeing what the Bucs did last night against Carolina. So I like the 49ers there in that game. And there's one more. I'm going to lay the 3.5 with Pittsburgh as well against Seattle. I understand people, you know, maybe a little bit down on the Steelers, an embarrassing blowout on national TV against the Patriots last Sunday night, but I think they're better than that. And I'm not ready to trust Seattle going on the road for the first time when they barely beat Cincinnati at home last week. I think the Steelers have a much better game in them, and I think we'll see it on Sunday.
Yeah, you got to believe that line's going to climb, Cam. As
it will.
Seems like the common theme is everybody. I haven't heard one person say, oh, yeah, you know what, Seattle getting points is a great play here this week. Everybody likes the Pittsburgh Steelers this week to blow out the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, I get it now, because that line's going to go to, I guarantee, by game time, 4.5 or 5.
I think it hits 5, yeah.
I think it might hit 5. Pittsburgh's still a very good team. Seattle has problems playing there before, even in the past, when they were a better team. It's Pittsburgh understands, too. That was New England. That was a statement game. I really believe Pittsburgh gets it done, Gabe, and they win this game by between 8 and 12 points, I'm kind of thinking. I want to get Babano's opinion of a game that we talked, sharps versus squares. What's your opinion, Babano? A lot of people we respect on Detroit this week. They're the team that screwed me out of major money last week. I still haven't. I'm still thinking about it. It would have been great if they would have covered. It was my big game last week. But what do you think, Detroit at home to the Chargers?
I don't trust the Chargers on the road here. I don't know if I trust Detroit either. It's a tricky game for me. But the Chargers defense got chewed up by the Colts last week. You know, I know they won the game in overtime, and Rivers played well. The offense played well. Eckler was excellent. Didn't show any signs of them missing Melvin Gordon. But it's a team that's banged up on defense. They didn't get a great pass rush on Brissett and the Colts last week. And that's concerning when you're going up against Stafford, because if he gets time, he can pick you apart. He did that against Arizona. They didn't have much pass rush, and I didn't see much from the Chargers in that area against the Colts, even though they escaped with an overtime win. Now you got to go on the road, early start game. You know, for a team from the Pacific time zone, from the West Coast, Detroit trying to bounce back from a, I feel it's a loss. I know it ended in a tie, but it feels like a loss the way they pissed that game away against Arizona last week. Terrible fourth quarter. It's a tricky one, because I just don't know if I trust Detroit to be a quality team, but I think the spot is a better one for the Lions. So maybe I lean slightly Detroit, Cam, but it's not a game I have a strong thought on.
You know, Cam, we talked about it yesterday, all week. Everybody, Lions, 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 Lions. I'm not buying the propaganda. From what I understand, Frank Stample told me The boys in the pit were telling me that Mike Williams is good to go. He's been cleared. So we lose Triple H at tight end. Okay, it's not great. As far as Indianapolis moving the ball on, I mean, Indianapolis are a good team. And Indianapolis going to move the ball on a lot. You know, Marlon Mack is a very good back. He's going to come into his own now that he gets touches. Jacoby Brissett is good. You know, there's not that big drop-off that people thought it was going to be with the Colts offense. Colts could have won that game outright. Colts are a good football team. The Detroit Lions are not. It's to me, Babano and Cam, it's just, it's Matt Patricia, that he's now 5-12 in 17 regular season games outright. He's 1-7 in the preseason. You know, we've talked about this, that 6-19. You know, he's taken the field 25 times. He's won 6 times. That's not a winning percentage that I want to put my money on. I believe the Chargers win. And the fact is, the Chargers are a better road team than they are home team anyways. Chargers have, you know, generally been a better road team. Babano, all right, hang in, Babano, and we'll squeeze out the last minute or two of Babano. We'll see if he likes anything in the CFL or another NFL game. Game Time Decisions continue. Studio 34. Midtown Manhattan will be back at the book tomorrow afternoon. Get on the grid, Sports Grid.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Y'all gonna wanna get them picks. Keep it Kim, I'm over them pesos with Barbano.
All right. You wanna get them pesos?
Hey, Morency.
Although we'd prefer dollar bills here tonight. What up, Cam?
I gotta, you want anything on the total? The game goes off in 3 minutes. I gotta get it in now.
Yeah, let's go half on the total. So I guess what, 75. What
okay, perfect.
150 okay, and 75. You. We're going to get this game going.
150's in. 150's in. 75 is in. You're locked and loaded for the first game.
Let's go, Wake Forest.
Go, Demon Deacons. Let's go.
All right, CFL game tonight. Babano, there's more NFL as well, but you're Mr. CFL. And, you know, last couple of weeks, I've been following the Alouettes a bit, but I haven't been quite in the groove. We've been locked in with baseball and football here in New York. But we got Ottawa at BC. And, man, the BC Lions aren't favored very often. And here they are, -5 tonight against Ottawa. Total 49.5, Abeno.
Yeah, that tells you all you need to know about Ottawa right now. The BC's won a single game this year. They haven't won even at home yet, believe it or not. We're in mid-September. They haven't won at BC Place yet this year, and they're laying 5 at home. That's how bad Ottawa's fallen off the cliff lately. They've been brutal. They got blown out by the Argos last week. They have no choice but to stick with Jonathan Jennings, even though he just can't play. He's been absolutely horrendous again. The defense has not been good the last couple weeks, and they just lost Pruneau, their best defender. I don't want to lay it with BC. I can't take Ottawa. That's a game I'm passing on. Tomorrow I'm looking at Montreal plus the points against Saskatchewan. That's the second game of the doubleheader. Look, the Alouettes are 5-1 against the spread as an underdog of more than a field goal this year. I mean, this has been the price range you want to back the Kari Jones team, and they've been good in the underdog role. They won in Calgary outright as an underdog in overtime a few weeks ago. Saskatchewan's coming off 2 hard-fought, intense rivalry games against Winnipeg. You know, Gabe, very well, Cam, you as well, that you get up for those 2 rivalry games in a row when you play back-to-back weeks like that against Winnipeg. So it could be a little bit of a letdown spot for the Riders. I like Montreal catching the points. I think they're right in it.
Babano.
Babano, I think the Lions kill them tonight, Gabe. I got 4.5. This is their big coming out party.
Follow them on Twitter, Babano. Thank you very much,
you
Babano.
Have a good one, Babano.
Game Time Decisions. Red Heat and Rage continues as we chase the peso.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Thanks, Yang. Hey, everybody, I'm Cam Stewart, your Sports Grid News update. Get on the grid, everybody. Big boxing news. Canelo Alvarez is going to take on Sergey Kovalev for the WBO Light Heavyweight Championship on November 2nd in Las Vegas, Nevada at the MGM Hotel and Casino. If Alvarez wins, it would mark the fourth world title he'd claim in four different divisions. Amazing. Hope you got the over in this one. One live baseball game on the go. Updated score. We got the Cubs up on the Pirates, 10-4, two outs in the top of the fourth. Yeah, the total was 10.5, so the over already a winner if it doesn't rain out. As of now, the question is Antonio Brown going to play? The NFL will not place New England Patriots receiver Antonio Brown on the commissioner's exempt list, leaving him eligible to play Sunday against the Dolphins, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Schefter added he's not on the list because there's no criminal investigation underway into a federal rape charge filed against his former trainer filed against him. The Patriots could still hold the four-time Pro Bowler out if he's not up to speed with their offense, but any absence would not be due to the rape lawsuit. Patriots coach Bill Belichick, when asked, says Brown, in or out, he doesn't know. He'll be a game-time decision. Odell who? That's the response from Gretz coordinator Greg Williams after Beckham ripped him yesterday, calling him a cheap shot artist and a guy that wants to hurt players. Williams suggested to the media to stop giving OBJ a platform because he just craves attention. Should be fun on Monday night. Browns, Jets, tilt getting ugly. Darius Geis placed on the IL by the Washington Redskins today. He underwent meniscus surgery, and the team hopes to have him back after 8 weeks. Originally reported 4-6. Adrian Peterson starts for the Skins on Sunday versus Dallas. Cincinnati running back Joe Mixon, questionable for this week's home tilt versus San Fran. So fantasy owners keep on top of that one. Whiteout Torrey Smith, he announced his retirement today after 8 years in the NFL. College football, we got a game just kicking off. North Carolina at Wake Forest. Demon Deacons -365. Deeks -150 money line. Tar Heels +130. Next up at 7:30, we have the Kansas Jayhawks at Boston College and the Boston College Eagles -20, over under of 51 in this game at 9:15. Number 20, Washington State, they're -9.5 at the Houston Cougars, 74.5 the total. Cougars versus Cougars, game being played at NRG Stadium in Houston, home of the NFL's Texans. We got one game in the CFL tonight, as we just talked about with Babano, BC hosting Ottawa Lions -4.5, total 49.5, Lions -200 money line, Redback Blacks +170. NHL news, Winnipeg Jets blue liner Dustin Byfuglien has been granted permission for a personal leave of absence from the club, both the reason and duration unknown, but Jets coach Paul Maurice telling TSN in Winnipeg that he's going to be fine. It's nothing sinister or weird. During an injury-riddled season, Big Buff tallied 31 points in 42 games for the Jets. They've already lost blue liners Trouba, Myers, and Ben Chariot in the offseason, but they did sign Morrissey yesterday. The Tampa Bay Lightning and restricted free agent forward Braden Point not remotely close to agreeing on a new contract. Point, arguably the most prolific unsigned RFA in the market. He racked up 41 goals and 92 points in 79 games in 2018-19. Luis Scola lifting Argentina to the FIBA Cup semis there. 80-66 win over France. Big win. The 39-year-old on fire, looking like a kid. 28 points, 13 boards in the victory. And Marc Gasol led Spain to a 95-88 win over a top Australian squad. This one went to double overtime. PGA Tour, round two of the Greenbrier. We got Joaquin Niemann and Scottie Scheffler tied for the lead at 13 under. Many chasing four, just one shot back. European Tour, KLM Open, Scott Jamieson leads at 11 under. Baseball matchups, Atlanta at Washington, 705, Nats 165, Soroka and Scherzer, Yankees -$2 favorites at Toronto, Tanaka versus K, 10.5. Baltimore, Detroit, Tigers -115, 9.5. Brooks and Zimmerman, the Dodgers, they lay 35 cents at the Mets. Kershaw and Syndergaard, good one, 7.5. The Italian battle, Odorizzi and Savale, hey, mini at Cleveland, pick them, 9.5. 805, Oakland -185 at Texas, 11. Bassett versus Burke, Houston -410 at Kansas City, 8.5. Your total, Cole versus the Duff Man, Milwaukee and St. Louis, cards 30 cent favorites. Hauser versus Wainwright, total 8. San Diego -25 at Colorado, 13 is your total. Lucchese and Hoffman, Cincy laying 15 at Arizona. Castillo and Leaky Roof, 8.5. Tampa Bay, 30 cent favorites at the Angels. Morton versus Heaney, total 8. Late action, 10-10. White Sox and Mariners, Seattle -140, 9.5. Covey versus Kikuchi, and Miami taking on San Francisco. The Giants, they're laying 40 cents, 8.5. Alcantara taking on Rodriguez. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morenci hosts hour two of Red Heat and Rage Radio live from the Manhattan studio today. We got that college football game just underway, Wake in North Carolina. We'll talk some NFL, NCAA, and a whole lot more. Thanks to Babano for joining the show. So hour two of Red Heat and Rage Radio here on Sports Grid. It's coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour two, Red Heat Rage Radio. I'm the Rage and Redhead, Cam Stewart. Whoo, got to catch my breath after that update. Lots of baseball action we got later on tonight, but we will keep you posted right now. 6 o'clock, we're just kicking off with Wake Forest and North Carolina. 65 total in that game. Demon Deacons laying 3. Gabe and I both on Wake Forest. We got a little piece of the over, too. Next up on the board, we got Boston College in Kansas at 7:30 in the game that we're looking forward to, 9:15 action. Cougars versus Cougars. Houston Cougars taking on the Washington State Cougars, and Houston is laying 9.5. That game not being played at the Houston campus at NRG Stadium, home of the Texans. So 74, big total in that game, but I think we're going to take a shot with the dog.
Dana Holgorsen versus Mike Leach. There should be some points in this football game. It's a big big event going on here. It's really packed tonight on the premises. There's a big boxing card at Madison Square Garden tomorrow night, and the boxers are staying here in the hotel. So put it this way, Cam, man. There's nothing but like a bunch of like SUVs with tinted windows and a bunch of really big bodyguard types and like a bunch of tough dudes, man. Like I was, every time I walk past them, and I don't know why, they always like give me the look too when I walk past. Like they like, yeah, we always make eye contact. I'm like, hey, bro, I'm just walking past here. I got no beef. I don't even know who your fighter is. You know, but you know it's real because there's teams. You know, it's Team Alvarez, Team Haney, The Dream, and there's all kinds of track suits, but they're staring each other down and stuff out there, Cam, right? Because you know what it's like. You know, remember, like, when I was buddies with Heath Herring, suddenly I didn't like the guy he was fighting and stuff. It happens, right?
Like Lesnar.
Yeah, exactly. So they're all standing out there, like, mean mugging, and I saw the biggest ass I've ever seen in my life tonight. I'm telling you, I think our boy Yang's probably down with this stuff. Yang, do you like the Kim Kardashian ass?
I don't mind it too much, buddy. Yeah.
She's all right, Kim. Like, I'm not ragging on Kim Kardashian. Yeah, but
I got a buddy.
No, like, buddy times 10, though. Problem. Like, talking ass implants, though.
Yeah.
It's a big thing. Like, implants. Dude, there was a chick here. I just saw her. Her ass was literally like a car. It was like the back end of a car. It was like a trunk of a car. Like, it was literally like 3 feet, man. It's the biggest ass implant I've ever seen in my life. Massive. Like, her ass alone must have weighed like 60 pounds, man. I don't know. Other if it's air, though, I don't know what's in that stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. Like, you know, Gabe, like, you're sitting there and, you know, you're getting naked and you're having a good night and you're you know, you're just there. You take off your robe and, oh, God, when that ass is that big, it's like, it can be a little
bit. Yeah, but I'm not talking about a big ass. Like, I don't mind big asses.
No, I'm talking about
this is like artificially enhanced white. Like, it sticks out. Like, I can understand if you have a flat ass and you want some Jennifer Lopez curvy ass, but I don't understand what it looks like. You stuff like a comforter and a bunch of like clothes in your pants. It doesn't look normal.
No, it doesn't.
It's not hot, but I don't know. What do I know? I'm just a white bald guy.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All It's been an eventful program so far. Babano's joined us. Yang took a spin on a scooter in the studio here. We're into level two. Wake Forest and Rice last Friday night.
Delay right now. Injury on the field. Wake is driving too, but there's been a little bit of an injury situation going on here. Just got the game up, but looks like they're restarting again. Gabe, I'll keep you posted.
I have the stream up. Yeah, I've got the stream up now. They're on a commercial break. Looks like Wake got the first down, right? And then someone got hurt and they went to the commercial.
First and
18. Yeah, so Wake Forest Raw TV last Friday night. Now they're playing again this Friday night. Tonight against the upstart North Carolina Tar Heels. We have the Houston Cougars and the Washington State Cougars coming up tonight. Should be a fun football game in Houston. Precursor, not a glamorous college of football slate. And for the record, the Houston-Washington State game is at 9:15. Kansas and Boston College, 7:30 kickoff. Not the most glamorous slate tomorrow, Cam, but some good rivalry games, actually, tomorrow. You know, it doesn't matter if they're in the top 25. Couple of interesting tilts on the college card and a game that I'm going to be looking to bet tomorrow. I'm not going to go massive. I learned my lesson, college football. I love the sport. Have fun with it, but don't bet like dimes and nickels and stuff. You know, things can go bad in a hurry. You know the drill with this, you know, that league and college football, etc. But I like Temple, Cam, getting 7 points on their home field against Maryland. Maryland won 79-0 in week one against Howard. Last week, they absolutely ambushed and kicked the crap out of the Syracuse Orangemen. This spread opened at 3. It's been bet all the way up to 7 right now. Temple beat Maryland last year at Maryland. So, yes, it is. It's a revenge situation, but I think it's an overreaction. Maryland had a nice start to the season. It doesn't mean they're going to annihilate everybody all year long. Temple have a strong defense. The Russo kid's a good quarterback. And one thing to Cam, Temple are always going to be tough. They're a lunch pail team. New coach, Rod Carey, comes over from Northern Illinois. Perfect fit. He's always been a great underdog, as you know, as well. They've always been lunch pail. But if you notice, Cam, over the last couple of years, the Temple Owl offense has gotten better. And
I agree.
They can score now. It used to be like, oh, God, and like P.J. Walker, and it was tough.
Yep.
You know, they'd get you 17, 20 points, and the defense would have to grind. But Temple can score now, Cam.
I'm going to tell you, Gabe, we didn't even talk about this game, and it is probably my favorite game all week. When I did in-game live that night that I did the full show, I pulled the Gabe Morency that night. I talked about this game with
you're doing another one tonight. You're putting in a lot of work this week.
It's good. No, it's good. Yeah, me and you were 8 to 10 tonight. It's going to be great because we have these college games on, but I'll tell you this.
I don't feel good, Cam. I can't lie to you. Like,
No. Yeah.
That's why I'm not going to the Bills game. Like, I physically can't do it. Like, I could, but I need to catch up, and getting drunk on another Sunday and doing the cycle over again is going to put me in the hospital, bro. Like, I'm already not feeling well. I'm okay on the shows, but in between and stuff, you know the drill, bro. Like, I got the shakes sometimes and stuff.
People don't see what I do sometimes, too. Like, it's kind of a weird feeling of because you get so intense for the show, and then you feel all, like, really, really sick. I get it.
People don't realize that. You get up for a show. Yeah. And then you got to do it again, like 2 hours later, and then again and again. It's
adrenaline.
Yeah, people don't realize that's like the hardest thing, man. It's and then you just sort of go into a state of shock where you're just always sort of in that show mode. But it's like, no, I'm good for the air. Like, it's one of these deals. Like, oh, you're gonna be okay for the show. It's like, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about after the show.
Exactly, and you say it, Morency. Like, sometimes I lie in bed. And you know you're working a lot or you're tired mentally, it hurts your body parts. Like,
stomach,
my stomach hurts from laughing at your jokes. And I'm like, wow, my knees, my arms. Like, it's actually, I feel physical because me and you, we talked about it. If you're not sweating, you're not trying. And that's the way we are. We're like, we do what we try to do.
I'm starting to sweat right now, actually.
Buddy. Oh, no, trust me. I'm glad you only show me from up here because I got the side sweats going like a coach. I love Temple. I love Temple this week. Woo-hoo. I told you, we haven't even discussed this game, Gabe. It's probably one of my top games this week. The fact that Maryland destroyed Syracuse in the fashion they did, we're getting those bonus points, as you talked about. When a line moves 3.5, 4 points, I love it. I really believe it's a tight game. If Maryland wins, they'll win by a last-second field goal. I love the touchdown. I'm also going to put a little on the money line with the Owls of Temple, too. I think it's a really good spot, and people just think Maryland's going to cruise every week. Tough game for them this week. I'm going to take the Owls.
Yeah, you know what? They might win on the money line, actually. And
I'm going to sprinkle. Like, well, we learned our lesson, right, from football. You brought up the great example. So, you know, talking to a friend, it's one of those things. So say a unit is 100%. What we got to start doing with the NFL a little bit more is I am going to take the points like I did with the Buccaneers last night. But you can do it any way you want to do it. You can either do it 70-30, 80-20 if you like to have more security with the spread. But you have to put something on the money line if you believe the team could win the game. I don't care if it's 20 or 30% and you put 70 on the spread, but we got to start doing that stuff because, you, as you said, over the top of the show, it's clicking at it like an 85% clip. So we got to get in, and every little cent helps when we're trying to win lots of money.
Temple Owls plus 7. And yeah. Cam, one of my other best bets of the day tomorrow, and I don't like a lot tomorrow, and I'll end up betting some more games, and I'll ride the wave, et cetera. But I did a video earlier in the day today, and for tomorrow that airs, and I only gave three picks, and one of the picks was the Temple Owls, as we discussed. They're 8-2 against the spread. The last 10 times they've gotten points at home. So as Rocky said, yo, Adrian, as we looked at cash with the Temple Owls, but I'm all about the Owls. Eyes wide open, Cam.
Yep.
FAU. FAU Owls. I like them against Ball State. Now, Florida Atlantic going up the season at Ohio State, which, you know, I don't think some NFL teams would win going to Ohio State in week one, basically. That's not an easy spot for Florida Atlantic to open up. They were clearly overwhelmed. They were 28-point underdogs, and they actually covered the point spread. They showed a lot of heart, if you remember, in the fourth quarter and screwed me. They were down 28-0, and they battled back. They didn't quit. And then they played Central Florida. And Central Florida's just a juggernaut right now.
They are.
FAU's not, you know, there was the wrong team, wrong place, wrong time. Yet now they get somebody that they have better athletes than. You know what I mean? Like, they were overwhelmed versus Ohio State. They were overwhelmed versus Central Florida. They won't be overwhelmed athletically by the kids on Ball State, Cam. And listen, Ball State have had a nice start to the season, but I don't care if you scored 51 on Fordham. You know, good for you. Lane Kiffin doesn't like, you know, Lane Kiffin knew he was going to lose those last two games. They wanted to beat UCF, but UCF are this that damn good right now over the last couple of years. So it's tough to, it's tough to deal with them. But Lane, you know, Lane Kiffin knows he's got to win. You know, right? He got those two losses out of the way now to Ohio State and Central Florida, top 25 teams. You got to beat Ball State if you're FAU. And they just, you know, Cam, Florida Atlantic just have far superior athletes, much more speed, better recruits, and it's not cold. If this game was in, like, November on a dreary dark night out there, a MAC game, I'd be like, yeah, bad spot. It's early in the season. It's not like Ball State have a big home field advantage in FAU. I mean, FAU just played at Central Florida, and they played at freaking Ohio State. They can deal playing at Ball State. Not to mention, they were already in Ohio, so they're used to the travel now. Going to Indiana won't be a big deal. They beat Ball State. Give me the Florida Atlantic Owls -2.5.
Yeah, that's an interesting spot, too, and that's a time that you take them, Morenci. I'm with you. I think it's a game that, like, you look at the class. When you're playing UCF, you got big problems, and now you get to actually play a team that you should beat and you are better than. So, yes, I totally agree with that one, too. Temple is going to be one of my favorites, but yes, I would have a lean to UCF too. They have the quality of athletes, 2.5. They should be able to take care of business. If you don't want to lay the 2.5, 135 money line. High total in that game, 64.5. Not a lot of defense there.
And the last game I gave, Cam, out of the top three. In the next segment, we'll get into any NFL and a little baseball as well. But let's get into the NFL card and board and talk. Let's talk Survivor too. But I took the USC Trojans. They're -4. I just don't buy into BYU. And, you know, BYU are going to be one of these teams. Going to be right around that win total with 6.5. You know, they might be 7-5, or they're going to be 6-6. They're a good football team. They're not a great team. They beat Tennessee last week, but Tennessee are really that bad. And I'm really impressed with this Keaton Slovis kid, the new quarterback of USC. USC,
they look great.
Yeah, they have skill position players, man. And now with a quarterback, they can use them. JT Daniels just wasn't getting it done. Slovis is in. Daniels, you're out. Slovis, you're in. I like the Trojans. We'll hit the NFL on the other side.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid and you'll receive a free bet up to $500. That's a free bet up to $500 when you open up a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid, open up a new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for full details.
Thank you very much, Cam. I'll tell you what, this over is not happening. This North Carolina Wake Forest game.
I'm watching this game, too. Like, they could have scored on their first drive. Like, that was some horrible play calling by Wake Forest. I'm like, what are you guys doing there? You're marching it at will, and then they started to run, like, really dumb. Like, they tried a wildcat play for negative few yards. Like, you're watching this, Gabe, and I'm just looking at my computer screen, Marenzi. I know you've had an Apple. One of my keys is smashed in half, the one that I use for my updates when I'm scrolling, so... Can I go to a store and just say, can I get a down arrow key? Do they sell individual keys?
Yeah, you can buy a key.
I gotta buy a key. That kind of key.
Yeah.
Can I get a key?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure you got connects. Yeah. You can get a key. All right, so game time decision. Still scoreless in this football game right now. Let's get an in-game number.
Yes.
For the total, it is 57 and a half now.
Yeah,
it's not completely falling off the cliff, but
not yet.
I don't think it's going to get there. And one thing we didn't take into consideration, we were talking about, and it was me too. And I didn't love the over. I sort of threw this in at the end. I only liked Wake Forest.
More on the side.
Yeah, I got bigger. Exactly. I got $1.50 on the side, 75 the total. But still, we didn't take into consideration is conference game, Cam.
Yes.
Big difference. First conference game for these teams. Conference games are like divisional tilts, guys. They're lower scoring. You know what I mean? It's different. They're more intense.
It's rivalry. Like, look at
good
the
point.
Proximity,
same state.
Gabe. It's like Toronto versus Hamilton in the CFL. It's down the QEW. You got North Carolina. You know what I mean? And then you got Wake Forest and that right up the road. Yeah, it's you got Tobacco Road versus North Carolina. So these teams don't like each other. And, you could say it's pretty intense, but Wake Forest has dominated the game so far. North Carolina hasn't got a first down, but
Wake's defense looks good.
Wake's defense looks like they're ready and prepared. The offense was moving the ball, but I still like Wake Forest. And if you see the live line for them, it's -5.5, and the original line was 3. So hopefully we can get some points on this drive, Gabe, and win the damn game.
All right, let's get into the NFL, Cam. We'll blast through the game. So as far as Survivor is concerned, I barely survived last week with the Philadelphia Eagles. We had an early scare. So this week, the obvious survivor is New England. So really the question is, do you want to use New England now? Are you one of these people that saves teams, or do you just jump in right away?
You could use the Ravens, too, against Arizona, I guess, as a 13-point favorite. Those would be the only two I think people are really, really going to be confident in. No. To be honest with you, I'm probably going to save New England. I think we can find something else. I think Baltimore looks good to me. I think that's going to be my survivor pick. Arizona, I think, might cover the spread, but I'm pretty damn sure Baltimore is going to win this game as a 13-point home favorite, Gabe. I'm going to save New England, favored by 19. But those are the only two. If you look at that, the only other spread above 7, we got Kansas City -7, and who else? Oh, Houston. Against Jacksonville, I'm not confident in that at all in a divisional game. No, thank you. So, yes, it'll be, quote the Raven, buddy. I'm going to be flying with Lamar Jackson and the Raven.
I'm just going to go with the Patriots and not overcomplicate things.
Yep. Yeah, you don't have to worry about it, right? I'll tell you one thing. If the Patriots lose, everyone will be out of the pool.
Yeah, that exactly.
You might have one guy who takes the Ravens going, yay, I win, because I really don't see more than those two teams being played. If you got real balls, Houston, maybe some turkey might take Kansas City, but it's a road game at Oakland. So, no. And all the other spreads are under a touchdown. So yeah,
I have the percentages here. Yeah, 32% Patriots, 22% Ravens. Wow, 10% took the Panthers last night.
That's idiot. That's so stupid.
Well, you know, people are going to do it. Like, they're going to say, all right, I don't want to take the Patriots. So what else? Like, here, 9.4% of people are taking the Houston Texans. They're 8.5-point favorites, so people feel comfortable with that. 5.6% on the Chiefs. 4.4% on the Cowboys.
No thanks.
3.8% on the Browns. 3.5 Chargers, and then we're into the 1.8, and I like this, 0.6% Bills.
What are the Steelers? Are they over 1%?
No, 0.3%.
I honestly, if I had to rank them, I'd probably go New England 1, Ravens 2, and out of all of them, I'd probably put the Steelers in the 3 or 4 hole. I know it's only a 4-point spread, but I don't see them losing to Seattle after getting their ass kicked like that against New England.
It is debatable.
I'm surprised.
Like, the strategy is debatable. Do you save teams? Do you move forward? You know, I've done both approaches. And to be honest, the year I won, I saved teams. It's crazy. The year I won that $5,000 in the Survivor, it was the year Dak Prescott was a rookie and the Cowboys won all the time.
Yeah,
I never took the Cowboys once. I kept saving them. And saving them, and saving them, and saving them, and I never got to using them. It was like one of the last teams I didn't use, because the Survivor I was in was a freaking battle, bro. Like, it went to, like, Christmas. It literally went to, like, week 15. You know how hard that is, too, to stay alive for 15 weeks? Like, I stayed alive for 15 weeks, and finally, I won because of the Atlanta Falcons. You remember the game? The Chiefs were going to beat them, and they went for two, and it got returned the other way? That's what made me win. It's one of the few times I've ever had good luck.
We were doing the show back in the day at the other studio in the sweat box. Remember, and you were telling me, you're like, this guy wants to cash out, and I got to pay people for the pool.
You remember, like, he offered, he goes, do you want a split? And I said, no, I don't, because I got to pay it. And I said, I don't want it. He goes, make me an offer. And I said, I don't want to be a jerk, but I'll give you $1,000 right now.
Wake ball, big fumble, Gabe. It looked like a big run for Carolina. I got to be honest with you, though, about the total in this game. You're absolutely right. Like,
conference game, we're screwed.
Wake Forest just cover the 3. I didn't even touch the total. Like, I lean the total, but I'm going to tell you, it's one of those things with college, and I'm going to give you my opinion. When in college, when a total looks obvious, it always goes the other way.
I know.
I find more people bet total, so I'm going to stay away from those people, like, unlike those people, and I'm going to bet sides. Like, this game in Washington, versus Houston Cougars in Washington State should go over, but there's just something about it. It's kind of like the words that you used to say, like horse race, you need a perfect trip. And sometimes you don't get that perfect trip. If you have a quarter like this game and 0-0, how are you going to score? You got to score 75 damn points.
There's no room for error at 64.5. Like, there really isn't. 74 tonight, same thing. Couple of field goals and you're screwed. And it's early in the season. The offenses aren't going. It's a conference game. You might be a little ahead of me, actually.
I'm getting a good stream. We're down to the 3-yard line, so I won't say anything anymore because I think I am one play ahead of you. But we're marching the ball.
One play. I only saw the fumble right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I just saw the fumble.
You got your stream from Chernobyl. That's crazy.
I know. I right now. All right, so let's get into the NFL. Arizona at Baltimore. Not a tier one pick for me. Didn't make my best bet list. I'm not putting it in the circuit contest, but I do lean with the Arizona Cardinals plus the 13. I think there will be points in this game as well, but I think the Cardinals can backdoor this game if they fall behind. I think it's a little bit of an overreaction of all the points that Baltimore scored last week.
Yeah, it's a tough game, Gabe. Lamar Jackson, you know, was fantastic in Miami. He had a lot of friends and family there. Let's not forget that. 13 seems like a lot. Arizona Cardinals, man. Actually, let's give them some credit, too. Kingsbury and Murray in the back end of that game. Detroit gave them the game, but they also executed when they need to. The two-point conversion, he looked very confident with Larry Fitzgerald, too. They started to get a real nice chemistry in the fourth quarter. Might be too many points there. I'm not probably going to bet this game, but I would take Arizona plus 13.
Yeah, I didn't make my my cut of best bets, but I, you know, something too that's interesting is, Cam, think about this. One thing when you play the Baltimore Ravens, you get thrown off by Lamar Jackson's speed.
And
teams prepare for it by taking their fastest guy and they make him, you know, the scout team quarterback and stuff like that. Yeah, you can never replicate it. It's sort of like MMA or boxing. You can never find a sparring partner that's going to be the same as it's going to be in a real fight. Similar situation, though, Cam, if you think about it, Arizona's defense throughout the entire training camp, they've been dealing with Kyler Murray.
It's a good point.
You know, they're running around like with this ultra-fast dude that's very similar style to Lamar Jackson. When the Cardinals look at what the Ravens do, they're going to understand it more than other teams because they do a lot of the same things, right? Like Kingsbury, you can say what you will, but he is a smart guy. So he's going to look and he's going to go, I know what they're doing. I know those plays. You know what I mean? I know that play and I know this play. They're not going to be as like, oh, my God, this kid's fast and we didn't realize this and, oh, we didn't know they're going to do this. I think they will. Now, listen, it could get smoked. It's Kingsbury's first road game. It's Kyler Murray's first road game. It's not easy going into Baltimore. I just have a feeling the spread's a little high, but it didn't make the best bet card. What did is the Buffalo Bills, though. As the game approaches, I really believe in the Bills a lot here. The Giants lose Sterling Shepard now. They have one person to throw the ball to, Evan Engram, and they have Saquon Barkley, and they don't have a quarterback to get these guys the ball. The Buffalo Bills defense, the top five defense in the NFL. Josh Allen came on in the fourth quarter. Devin Singletary, I think, has a better game this week. There's a lot. The Bills defense is going to suffocate Eli Manning, dude. Like, I don't see the Giants being able to score many points. It'll be ugly. The Bills will probably kick a million field goals in a game, but they're going to beat the Giants, and it's going to go under the number.
I agree with you 100%. I like Buffalo in this game. Win by 6 points plus. The spread's only a 1.5-2.
Dallas Cowboys laying 5.5 right now. Tough number. The old crooked like 5.5. All right, we'll hit NFL. Yeah. We got in-game live to hit NFL tonight, too. We'll talk baseball as well.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, in-game total now 59.5. Yeah, it's freaking crazy out there here tonight. It's nuts. There's like somebody, there's like an event going on here, Cam. 300 fraternity, not frat boys. So it's not like, not like, hey, spring break kegs and stuff like that. It's a classy place, right? But it's like college. So I don't know what university it is, but it's some association or something. Ooh. So it's a bunch of rich kids here in suits and stuff, and you know, with their, you know, their trophy girlfriends. But at the same point in time, like they are in the back, like it's sort of an event. They close off like the patio area. Now the bar itself is rocking with its regular Friday sort of happy hour crush, and like I said, you got the boxing crew, and I see there's just a bunch of big, like, sort of thuggish-looking dudes having drinks at the bar right now. Yeah. It's quite the mix out there.
Yeah, you don't want some frat boy. Hey, you're not so tough, eh, buddy?
Damn, oh, yeah. No, yeah, frat boys better keep their mouth shut around the boxing guys.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a motley crew there, a lot of different types. Gabe, I don't know what to say about some of these other games that we got going on tonight, but let's keep on going through the NFL football board. I like the Bills. That was the last game we talked about. I think a lot of people are going to take the Giants, but staying in the area, also playing in the same stadium back-to-back weeks, kind of a weird strategic anomaly with the schedule, but I think it's going to be fine for Buffalo, and I really like the way they won last game. That's how you build confidence when you win a squeaker and grind out a win, even when you don't bring your best. That's good for business, so I like the Bills as well.
There's a lot of reasons to like the Bills here. Number one, they're a better football team. Yeah, that's quite frankly, I mean, when you ask yourself, you handicap football games, there's a couple of elements, all right? All right, number one, who has the better quarterback? Josh Allen and Eli Manning. I'll take Josh Allen over Eli Manning. I'm not comparing careers. Like, right now, yeah, Josh Allen is a better quarterback than Eli Manning. Eli Manning is literally the worst quarterback in the NFL. The worst. Like, who's worse? Joe Flacco?
No,
Flacco's better than him.
Yeah, of course he is. Yeah. Fitzpatrick?
Oh, no, not even close. Fitzpatrick's a Pro Bowler next to Eli.
Rosen?
Rosen's not a starter. Not a starter.
Well, he got into the game last week. I don't know. Yeah, Fitzpatrick, he can do more things than Eli can. He'll make mistakes. Yes, Eli Manning, out of those guys, I'm trying to think of a worse.
Nobody is worse, Cam.
I'm talking
right now. I'm not talking their career, and I get he's a two-time Super Bowl champion. Yeah. I get it. Yeah, let me just pop up the list here. All right, Josh Allen. I'll ask you, who would you rather have right now, Josh Allen or Eli Manning?
Josh Allen.
Tom Brady or Eli Manning?
Next.
Ryan Fitzpatrick or Eli Manning?
Fitzpatrick, but he'll make mistakes, but yes, still.
Sam Darnold or Eli Manning?
Darnold.
Lamar Jackson or Eli?
Lamar.
All right, this next one, but Andy Dalton's better than Eli.
Andy Dalton is way better than Eli Manning at this point in his career. Yes,
Baker Mayfield, better than Eli.
Yes, he is.
Ben Roethlisberger, better than Eli.
Yep.
Marcus Mariota, say what you will, he's better than Eli.
Yes, he is. His accuracy blows, but yes.
Deshaun Watson, obviously. Yes.
Obviously, yep.
Jacoby Brissett, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. I agree, yes.
Nick Foles?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Yes, they're sort of the same, but yeah.
No, Foles is better.
All right, Nick Foles. Derek Carr. Derek Carr is better than Eli Manning.
Yes, he is. Damn right he is.
Mahomes is the MVP of the league. Phillip Rivers didn't win two Super Bowls, but is still good.
He's way better. Way better.
We get to Joe Flacco.
Flacco's better.
Dak Prescott's better. Carson Wentz is better.
Yep.
All right. So here, basically, we're in the argument of Joe Flacco.
Fitzpatrick.
Eli Manning. Fitzpatrick. Case Keenum.
Keenum's better. Look what he did with Washington, even with a no offensive line where Keenum is better than, yes, he is.
Aaron Rodgers, better. Yep. Kirk Cousins blows, but he's better than Eli.
Yes, he is.
Matt Stafford's average, but he's better than, like, Eli's can't, like, do anything. Like, he's incompetent.
He
he's
can't
done.
Move. He can't
Trubisky's move. Better than Eli. Drew Brees is better than Eli. Winston blows, better than Eli. Matt Ryan, better than Eli. Cam Newton blows, better than Eli. Jimmy Garoppolo, don't know much about him, but better than Eli.
Yeah, he is.
Jared Goff, better than Eli. Russell Wilson speaks for itself. Yep. And then we have Kyler Murray that's played one game.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes.
I mean, all right. All right, so now I'll ask you, too. So this game's in New York. New York Giants have a big home field advantage, right? No, wrong.
No.
You know what their spread record was last year against you know what their record at home was last year against the number? 1-6-1.
That's going to say 1-7. Yeah,
they covered one damn game, guys, all year. They got throttled last week. Giant fan is an aggressive fan. All right? I know. I've been there. They're an aggressive fan. They don't like Eli. There's a modern, younger generation that don't give a crap about those Super Bowls. They don't like them. And they get aggressive. They turn. And the Bills fans, they're going to show up again, Cam. It's easy for them. It's in the state of New York. The Bills are going to be nice and comfortable rolling back into the same room they were in last week, same hotel room, same beds, same parking spot for the team bus, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to roll in, here we are again, let's do it again. And quite frankly, the Jets were a more difficult test than the Giants. The Giant fans will turn on the Giants, too, during this football game. Buffalo's going to beat them and be 2-0.
You're right. Some of Bill's Mafia, too. Some of these guys, maybe this is their trip, Gabe. You know, some guys, when you go down to Miami for the trip, a lot of people just said, hey, how about we stay in Western New York? We do a whole week thing. You got a buddy to crash out or whatever.
No, they didn't stay for the week. I don't, man. I'm not saying none of them did, but they didn't. Like,
some guys will be there, though. They'll pick this game.
There were a lot of Bill fans at the game last week. yet it's not that far, right? I mean, you know, especially for the Bills. They charter back. I mean, they're home in 38 minutes.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's pretty quick. I do think the Bills are going to win this game, but we'll run through all the NFL games on in-game live tonight. And, of course, we're going to be on Sunday. I'll be there. I'm not going to the Bills-Giants game. We'll be at the book. We'll be on the premises. Yep. But we'll be on air with Cam. But I tell you, I do like Jacksonville Jaguars plus the points.
We'll get into
that tonight. Gardner Minshew, a division rival, too many points. I don't care about all the so-called wise guys liking the Detroit Lions. I'm not buying that crap. Matt Patricia blows. Here's a game, actually, Cam, that I'm starting to like. And I bet on the Vikings a lot, but they're going to lose, man. They're
going to
lose. Vikings have owned the Packers over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
You can tell the Packers are going to be better this year. They got a chip on their shoulder. And truthfully, I don't trust Kirk Cousins to beat Aaron Rodgers in a game. I only have to lay 2.5 points in Green Bay. And it's not just Kirk Cousins. They can't protect them. But I think the Packers are going to win this game. They've had also an extra couple of days to prepare for this game.
Let's not forget, too, the Vikings, when they won that controversial game on a horrible call against Clay Matthews, they've been jobbed twice against the Minnesota Vikings in games like this. I have a feeling it's just one of those things how, you know, a blessing you say water finds its level. I think Green Bay is going to get some controversial calls go their way in this game, too. You're right. It's only 2.5. I wanted to take Minnesota because I don't really like the Packers, but my brain's telling me Green Bay is the play. Don't worry about your heart. Just take the Packers. They're going to win the damn game. I agree with you. We like a lot of the same stuff.
Big baseball game in Queens tonight as the New York Mets bust out the brooms and sweep a red-hot Arizona Diamondback club. Very impressive run right now by the Mets, although they're not going to like the scoreboard with the Cubs up 12-7 in the fifth inning. Clayton Kershaw versus Syndergaard. And hey, this is as good as it gets. But
he's one of the problems on the Mets.
Yeah, he's erratic. And I'm sure you heard, everything's going well for the Mets right now. You're in a pennant chase, and this guy's got to freak out about his catcher.
I know, it's ridiculous.
And the thing is, I get it. All right, you don't like this about him, you don't like that, but he's one of our best hitters. Guy had a 26-game hit streak. Like, we can't afford not to have him in the lineup. And I get it. Like, Callaway told him, I appreciate it, but I need to put my best players in the game, Noah. Right? You got to deal with this. And, you know, ZRA, it's a big difference, man, with Nito and it's like a difference of over 3 runs a game, 5-2-2, and, like, in the twos. It's in his head, but we talked about it, Cam. These pitchers today, man, they're prima donnas, man, and it's easy to get rattled, you know? They get rattled easily, and Thor does.
Yeah, and the thing is, the Mets really need positive vibes. You can't have one guy that's chirping about his own personal stuff. This team's playing their ass off. They could have folded to their tents. They didn't. Big game. He needs to show up tonight, and if something goes wrong with an early error, he's going to have to buckle down and try to, you know, battle through it, right? That you can't just complain and bitch and, oh, it's a big problem, and turn a one-run inning into a six-run inning. It's a very difficult game, though, against Kershaw. I find the baseball board really tough.
Kershaw 0-3 with a 6.19 ERA, Cam, over his last three starts.
Yeah,
I think the Mets are a live dog tonight. The Dodgers aren't the play. Dodgers are playing for home field, but baseball teams don't seem to panic about that stuff.
I agree. I think the Mets are the play as well.
You know, I know it's tough. It's Clayton Kershaw, the Dodgers. Dodgers were in Baltimore. They clinched. They come to New York. They probably went shopping earlier today, as we talked about. Hit, you know, Manhattan up a bit. You know, not as like as much as Texas, but you know they went out a bit today. You know, they're not in a playoff chase like the Mets are. And the Mets are just smoking hot right now. And, you know, Kershaw's not in his hottest form. You're getting the Mets at plus money. It's Mets or nothing, plus 118, up to plus 120 right now.
Yeah, I got one plus 120, total 7.5. Yes, if you're getting the Mets at plus money, it has to be considered. Looking at the rest of the game, look at all the minus 110, minus 120 pick-ems, minus 130. Other than Houston at minus 400, every game and a couple others like Oakland, man, there's a lot of like pick-ems and lines under 40 cents tonight. So tough sledding. Maybe we'll find some value during the live show, Gabe, but I'm more focused on football right now.
Can you trust the Nationals at minus 162 against the Braves? Soroka is getting plus 140.
Yeah, I kind of like the Braves there too with Soroka, but
Yankees minus 198 against K. Oh, so this kid was part of that deal. He was part of the Stroman deal. This K kid.
Hey, yeah.
This is his debut with the Mets, right?
Yeah,
with the Blue Jays. Excuse me.
Yeah, I wouldn't lay 210 with Tanaka. He gives up the long ball. That the Jays could be a live dog, but the Yankees, they're a damn good team. That's tough. I know nothing about Kay, what he's going to do in this game, but, you know, minus 210 with Tanaka. The Jays have a lot of guys that hit the long ball. Dangerous if you want to lay over $2 with the Yankees.
You know That's what? I don't like betting against my team, but I'll go with my other team. Give me the Mets, plus 120. I think they're going to win. The they're red hot. You're getting the Mets to play. You know, the one thing is, man, if this was DeGrom or even Stroman, like, Syndergaard is kind of the one guy I don't trust, bro.
Exactly.
It really is true. Like, he's so emotional. Like, if somebody boots a ball in the first inning, he'll give up 9 runs.
I know.
And for a guy named Thor, he's incredibly thin-skinned, this guy.
He is, man. You got to learn when things aren't going well. Right, Gabe? When Yang leaves the mic on during my update, I
get rattled, though, too. It's the same thing. It's true. Like, yesterday when I heard that British voice on air over and over.
Yeah.
Part of you are calling, cannot answer your call.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, dude, okay. I can hear it. Stop it. It was like an Alfred Hitchcock torture. Like, I'm like hearing voices. I'm like, dude, you got to stop that, bro. I did get rattled for a second. All right, we got to get out of here in a minute.
That was your boy's phone. I don't know. He's got some British.
Yeah, Bovey. I don't know. I think Yang's calling the wrong number.
That's what you said, jet setter. But anyway, I'll give you my picks right now. We're on Wake Forest minus 3. Right now, up 14-0. I'm taking the Houston Cougars.
14-0.
Plus 14-0, plus 9.5 with the Houston Cougars tonight. And I will be taking in the late night. You know what, Gabe? I'm going to ride your wave. Give me the Mets. Small play. That's one baseball game.
All right. Listen, Cam, I'll send you an email or a text. You want an email or a text?
Text, please.
I'll send you a text message in like 2 minutes after the show, right?
Okay. So
my picks, I'm already on Wake Forest. Give me the Houston Cougars, plus 9. Give me the over 74. In that football game, one baseball pick. Come on, Thor. Suck it up tonight. Get it done. Mets plus 120.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
What you missed on Game Time Decisions.
So Yang is flying through the streets of Harlem and Manhattan on a scooter. I stood on the thing, Cam, for like a second and I nearly fell over. I would freaking kill myself. I'd get hit by a bus. I'd get run over by a car. I have a hard enough time crossing the street in Manhattan walking, let alone riding around a scooter. I'm worried about our boy Grabs. I don't know, man. He might be too old to be riding on a scooter, bro.
He's got better skills than me. I remember, Marenzi, a lot of my buddies were good skateboarders, and they're like, oh, don't worry, Cam. You know, you play hockey and whatever. You'll be pretty good. I got on it. I remember, went down a hill, wipe out, face plant right on the cement there, bleeding everywhere. I'm like, nah, I'm not sure if this is the sport for me. These guys are like jumping stairs and rails. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Nah, just never really good at that stuff. I could water ski and stuff, but I find it skateboarding very, very tough. And I don't think I'd do well on the scooter either, Marenzi. I'm predicting death or injury if I gave it a shot, especially in Manhattan. It's like Frogger out there. You got to dodge taxis, cars, pedestrians. What? Can I get to my lily pad and my log? A lot of danger out there.
It is like Frogger. It's like Costanza. Yeah, it really is. Man, I saw someone near. I guess I saw a chick nearly get, like, she would have died. She would have been smoked. It was outside the Port Authority the other day. You know what, Cam? I was a very good skateboarder. I used to be a great skater. You know, I wasn't, no tricks and stuff like that, but I was a street skater. And I'd fly around, bro. I had a Misfits, the punk band. I had a Misfits skateboard. It was badass. Like in in the mid-80s. And I had money when I was a kid because I was a hustler. So I had like this badass Misfits custom skateboard. And it was awesome riding around with my Walkman, old school Sony Walkman. I was kicking it with the Walkman on the skateboard, cruising around. But once I literally went down like the biggest hill in Montreal on the skateboard, Cam. I don't know why, but it was one of those things, like, we all tried. Can you do it? And not like these pansy-ass, candy-ass kids of today with elbow pads and knee pads and helmets. No, no.
Nothing.
I went down raw. boom. It was one of those deals, dude. You know when you're going so freaking fast, and then the board just starts, like, and you know in a moment, you're like, oh, I'm screwed. And you're gone. And I was good, though. Instead of, like, going face first or, like, a real epic fall, I dove. I jumped off the board and I landed like on a lawn type thing. I started to veer towards, like, I was going down. I was like, I got to land. I can't land on the pavement. So I sort of veered. Oh, it was bad. Like, I got busted up pretty good. Like, I was lying on some rich person's law. I was in a rich part of town.
Join the experts live on the air every day by calling in at 844-843-6879 to join the Fantasy Sports Network.